You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday.
It is Friday.
But more importantly, it's not just any Friday.
It's May 25th.
It's May 25th. And on May 25th, a few years ago,
I was born. Thanks,
and
Mom.
There was much rejoicing. Yes, thanks, Mom.
I'm sure my brothers were excited.
Oh, yeah, because you're the baby.
I am the baby. Baby sister.
You have two
brothers.
Two older brothers.
Yeah.
And, boy, they were probably hoping for another boy, weren't they?
I don't know.
Or were they excited to have
I'm
a
sure
sister?
They were just playing with their Legos. I think they were excited to
and
have a
look
sister.
At where that got them, playing with their Legos. Successful men today, right?
Because successful engineers.
Engineers.
Both of them. Yep.
You grew up in an engineering family, didn't you?
I did. Yes, I did.
And now look at you. Doing all kinds of engineering things.
It's true, actually.
It's come in quite handy.
It has.
How many times have we used the word multi-potentialite around here?
I've used it a lot.
Daily?
Yeah,
on
right.
a daily basis. It requires a multi-potentialite to be able to do what we do around here. And we are so thankful that you have had another birthday, and this is a special birthday, but I won't say what number it is.
I think that, is this when I'm supposed to, like, stop telling people how old I am?
I
have left my 20s.
Congratulations.
In the dust.
You said, is this kind of like during the season, like right at the beginning of Lent, right before Lent, when we say farewell to the Alleluias?
I think so. Well, Alleluias come back. My 20s are gone forever.
The 20s are coming back.
Nope.
Well, speaking of 20s, we have a great story of a young man. I guess he's probably pretty close to his, he might be in his 20s. I'm not sure.
We didn't ask.
I didn't ask how old he was. But a bright young man it's a touching story from our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for underwriting the Coffee Hour and Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Each year, they take in a new class of students. It's a two-year program. Students with developmental and intellectual disabilities apply for the program, and they have a class. I think it's probably around, 10 to 14, somewhere around there, of students who come into the program, and they are students in Concordia University classes and Bethesda classes on campus. They have an internship, all kinds of just valuable college experience and life experience that then prepares them to go on to the next chapter in life. Many of them go on to a career, a job, mm-hmm. and serve in their community as well. And so one of those young men, as he came to Bethesda and Concordia University, Wisconsin, he had something particular on his mind. He was pretty focused on something when he came to Concordia. That's Matt Van Eerden. He's better known as Matty. And he had his mind set on baseball. And he got to know the team. He got to know the team members and the coaches, and made his way into the hearts and minds of the team, and eventually found himself as part of the team.
It's Matt, a fun story.
It is. It's a great story, and so excited to share it with you. Sarah and I had some time to talk with Matty and some of the other people who are important to his college experience at Bethesda College. So we had to record these in order to catch everybody at their various times with graduation and classes winding down and things like that going on. So we had to record everybody's interview, but we're ready to share them with you today. So we'll start off with Matty. Let's hear what Matty had to say about his time at Concordia and Bethesda College. Matty, how are you today?
Good.
Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. Matty, tell me, what have you enjoyed most about being a student at Bethesda College?
First, I came here because it's scary for me very hard to me, something of my mind.
What have you enjoyed studying and learning at Bethesda College?
I'm lucky to live in Montana, my internship.
Where did you do your internship, Matty?
Live in Montana.
Tell me about meeting the baseball team.
I mean, baseball team, my favorite sports are baseball so much. I mean, younger through all the way. That's my big dream of them. I'll be a player, a professional.
What are you best at in baseball?
I want to be inside. It's a ball for it on one.
You want to hit home runs?
Mm-hmm.
Who are your friends on the baseball team?
Parker Roma, Kyle Washburn, and Beer, and Dan Mosseri from Boris Johnson, and other guys.
And tell me about the coaches. Have you gotten to know the coaches on the team?
Yes.
What was your favorite moment from this last baseball season?
Last baseball season, Saturday, because they are my favorite sports. They are all time because I missed the season.
And is baseball season is all done for you now, is that right?
Yeah.
And you are graduating from Bethesda College this year, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations, Maddie. We're all proud of you and wish you the best on your next step in life. Do you know what you'd like to do next?
I do next. My major acting and model and movies, TV show.
Very good. Thank you, Maddie. Dr. Burns is director of Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about the success that you've seen for Maddie and his classmates at Bethesda College this year.
Well, most of them are reflecting right now on what it was like to be new students here and what it's like to now be graduating. And the difference in them is amazing. It's my favorite week because of that, because they can reflect back and talk about how homesick they were, how Maddie was really arguing with his parents. He wanted to go to a Big Ten school. And he knew that Concordia sports were like third division or something. And so he was kind of mad at them. But after he was here for a while and he sought out the baseball team and they sought out him, he found his niche and he started to grow and learn. The classes the students are in are, some are geared to them and then some they're in with other traditional Concordia students. So they learn by modeling and they learn by being kind of raised up as learners. Everything they say is valuable. The classes are taught in a discussion format, so everyone has something to say. They will tell you, and this warms my heart, that while here they've learned how to think. When we make their brains hurt, you know, we know we're getting somewhere, and they do too. So they're reflecting back on their favorite activities, their favorite experiences. They loved being, they all have a favorite, like the homecoming dance. I never went to a homecoming dance before, or supporting various teams like the hockey team or the soccer team, or as you know, the baseball team, joining different clubs, going on retreats such as the women's retreat, just being treated like a normal college person does wonders for them. At the same time, we're preparing them to live in what they call the real world. So they're hesitant to leave. They're excited to leave. They're ready to move into apartments. Of the graduates, three or four have been offered paid employment at their internship sites in fields that they've discerned are their career paths. So we have a student in animal care, a student in the travel business, a couple of students who are chef's assistants, early childhood aides, things they wouldn't dream they were capable of doing when they arrived. They've also learned to be of service. Service is a big theme at Concordia, and probably most faith-based colleges. So living in the world means serving the world. So they actually cook and serve at food kitchens. They help with various walkathons and packing shoeboxes for poor children around the world, all kinds of projects that broaden their horizons and get them ready to be of service in a broader community.
How has Falcon Baseball been formative for Maddie's experience at Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Well, when Maddie came here, kind of unbeknownst to us, baseball was his goal. He was determined to be part of baseball. To him, that was how he would fit in here. And he basically sought it out. He found the baseball field, the coach, and a couple of the guys on the team embraced him and brought him in. I can't say enough for the team itself. They didn't baby him. They encouraged him to run, to play, to throw, to fetch and carry for them, to be of service on the team. And more he felt like he was part of that. And once you feel like you belong in some aspect of college life, as we can all remember, then the rest of it gets a little easier. Then he starts to pick his head up and be a good student and be a good worker and look for how he's going to make a living, serve in a career capacity.
How do you think Maddie's involvement this year impacted Falcon baseball?
It broadened their horizons as well. It emphasized their team spirit, their willingness to work together for more than just the goal of winning a game, for more than just a skill-based, maybe egocentric view of things. They had more to do with their team and at their practices than just work on skills.
That's outstanding. Well, lastly, as we wrap up, as this class is graduating this year, what's your favorite moment during the time of commencement and graduation, all the busyness of this time of year? What's your favorite moment during the graduation experience?
We're having a dinner that all the families are invited to and some of the Bethesda board, and I've been working with them on speeches. I've told them that they and I are hosting this and just working on their speeches. They have 1 minute to say what the impact of this has been. But we talk a lot in the process, and they appreciate each other. They appreciate what they've had. I think we can all remember moments in our lives when that was true, when we could look back and know that our lives would never be the same as they are on this day. So they realize the friendships they've made. They realize that they've grown. I can go around the room and ask each one, what do you believe about yourself now that you didn't when you got here? And they will say, well, I've become a leader. Well, I know I'm a good student now. Well, I'm a good friend. They can specifically say how they've changed as people. So that is the benefit. That's why I keep coming back, because I can watch this growth. I encourage people who work here to stay for 2 years so you can see these students come in the door as scared, homesick little people and grow into confident adults ready to take their place in the world.
Dr. Carol Burns is the director of Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Burns, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
All right, thank you for your time.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
Joining us now is Dr. Val Kiper. He's assistant coach for Concordia Falcons baseball. Coach, thanks so much for your time today and sharing with us about baseball at Concordia and specifically this year's team. Tell us, how was Maddie welcomed to the team this year?
It kind of all started last year. Maddie was is a part of our Bethesda College program here. And I teach a freshman orientation class, and so I had several Bethesda students in my class, and Maddie was one of them, and got to know him really well. And the student peer leader that also was helping me with the class at the time was a man by the name of Isaac Tavis. And Isaac is a very, how do I want to say it, strong spiritual leader in many ways, was part of the baseball team at the time. And Maddie found out, loves baseball, kept bugging, you know, both Isaac and myself about when his tryout was. And so we just kept talking to him, and he'd, you know, maybe come out and watch a game or something like that. But it was something that just kind of percolated over time, and the players got to know him through Isaac, and the players are the ones that really, really took a hold of this. So after he had been here for a year, it came back in the fall, and he knew most of the players, and the players then were led by Parker Rome, held a private tryout for Maddie.
What was the response of the team as Maddie became really more an integral part of this team?
It wasn't so much being at the games and in the dugouts, but when the players did things, you know, maybe somewhat on the field, but a lot of it was off the field, that Maddie was always there. When the team went to chapel, Maddie was with the team at chapel. When he would eat lunch with players on a regular basis, and it was just, he was just experiencing one of the parts of being a part of team, you know, maybe not playing, you know, whatever else, but, you know, it was certainly part of who they are and what they are, and everybody knew him, and the team responded tremendously to him.
How has having the Bethesda College on campus at Concordia University, Wisconsin, made a difference for the entire Concordia community, for the students, for the faculty? How has it made a difference?
I would argue it's probably been more profound than the impact that Concordia has had on those students. Here we are greeted daily, you know, with children with Down syndrome, you know, children who are on the autism spectrum, children who have a variety of disabilities. We're able to interact, and I wouldn't even use the word confront, but we're able to interact with children of God that way on a daily basis. And it's not something that not all students have had that experience before. So I would tell you that, you know, getting to know, saying hi to them in the hallway, eating lunch with them, spending evening time with them in the dorms, you know, or on a practice field or in a hitting cage or a batting cage or whatever else it might be. You know, to me, it's the opportunity to understand, get to know, and experience, you know, people that are different than I am.
Coach, thanks so much for being with us on the Coffee Hour today. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Joining us now by phone, Parker Rome. He's a junior at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and on Falcon baseball, and a member of the team with Maddie. Parker, thanks for joining us on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you for having me.
Parker, when did you first meet Maddie? When did you meet Matt Van Eerden?
Last school year, first semester. It was his first semester and my second semester. And I remember it clear as day. I was sitting in the cafeteria, just enjoying a burger with a couple of baseball guys, and in came Maddie. And he walked over to the salad bar line, got himself a nice salad, got himself a bowl of pasta from the pasta line, and just walked right over to our table and sat down without even asking or anything. And instead of asking who we were or anything, he knew exactly who we were. He knew we were the baseball team. And he got right away to talking about his passion for baseball and how badly he wanted to be on the baseball team there.
What was that connection like between you and he? Why did you guys become such close friends?
I don't think it was just something that was like forced, like, oh, I see someone who's a little different than me. My parents raised me that no matter who you are, even if you're a little bit different than me, I'm going to accept you just like any other person. And Maddie, him and I were just talking a little bit, and the next couple of days we had lunch after that, and we just talked about baseball, scary movies, different types of food, and we're basically just the same person in a different body.
So Maddie knew who you were. He knew the team. He knew he knows how much he loves baseball, and he wanted to be a part of a baseball at Concordia. What was the first step to introducing Maddie to Falcon baseball at Concordia?
I don't think it was what was the first step for us. I think what was the first step for Maddie. And anyone who knows Maddie knows that if he wants something, he's going to go get it no matter what it takes. And he made sure to introduce himself to all of us. And he would, every day, he'd walk up to my coach's office and go talk to him about baseball trials. We just talked to him about the baseball team. And it just, over time and the relationships as they built up and built up, he just became one of us and he was part of our family right away.
Why was it important for him to have an opportunity to be a part of the team with you?
Baseball is a very giving game, and especially up at Concordia, we really preach how to give back to others. And Matt, he was just one of us. He was a very passionate kid, very passionate for baseball. He wanted to make himself better, just like each and every single one of us wanted to be the best baseball player we could be. And we saw the opportunity that he wanted to get better with us, and we just let him come along for the ride, and that's how it happened.
Where did you see the most improvement? What's his strength on the team, on the field?
His strength is definitely his mental game. He, no matter what happens, no matter if we give up a grand slam at the bottom of the ninth to lose the game, he is always there with a smile on his face, cheering us and telling us it's going to be okay. And when you come back in the dugout and after a bad inning and stuff just didn't go the way you thought it would, and you see Maddie there cheering you on and telling you, go get a good at bat or go get a home run for him, it kind of makes you realize that baseball is bigger than just a game. It's more than just a game.
What else have you learned in either your time on the team with Maddie and the other teammates or just in your friendship with Maddie? Are there other things that you've learned?
I think I just learned basically that everyone's looking for a relationship. I don't know how to really say it. Everyone's a human being. I don't know how I'm trying to word this, but no matter if you're different, no matter your skin color, no matter your gender, no matter anything, everyone's looking for a great relationship with someone. And Maddie's just a perfect example. He's just like you or me, or just like you and your best friend. He's just another one of us. He's no different than any of us, no matter his disabilities. He's the same as us.
Maddie's graduating from Bethesda College this year. You're going on for another year, is that right? You have another year
Correct.
At Concordia. So what's it going to be like on the team without Maddie next year?
Yesterday, Maddie and I were sitting outside the cafeteria, and he comes up to me with his yearbook, and he's asking me to sign it and write a little message for him. And as I'm sitting there writing this message and writing about how the first time we met and all the times we hung out together, I realized that's kind of when it first hit me that Maddie's not going to be around anymore. And I know he's only up in Sheboygan. That's where he's going to be living for the next couple years of his life. And just not being able to see him in the halls or get a message from him saying, come hang out with me or come watch a movie with me, it's going to be really different. And just having him not around the team or being there in the dugout cheering us on, it's a little sad. And it kind of hit me yesterday writing that message. Yeah, I know the relationship's not over, and I know we're still going to be friends and hanging out all the time. He's not that far, but it's definitely going to be very different.
Are you looking forward to seeing him after he graduates?
Oh, yeah. He's a great softball player for his Special Olympic team, and every year they make it to what they call the World Series, and I can't wait to go out there and watch him compete in it again this summer.
Now, I understand Maddie still had to try out for the baseball team.
Correct.
What was it like cheering him on through tryouts?
Uh, So we set up the tryout for him, and everyone comes out to the field. We're all ready. And Maddie was actually late for the tryout. He was about 10 minutes late for the tryout, so everyone's freaking out, like, where's Maddie? Like, we've all been looking forward to this. We're all set up and ready. And all of a sudden, he came walking out there with his baseball bag in one hand, green bag with all his helmet and gear in it the other hand. And he comes out. He's all ready. And we're playing catch with him, and we throw him on right field, and he just starts launching the ball. I was the only one who has ever saw Maddie play baseball before, so I knew what he could do, and I was ready to see the reaction of the rest of my team. And he throws the ball, and it's a nice, perfect throw, and he throws it again, and the same thing. And then we throw him up to the batting practice, and he's just hitting the ball. People are all in the infield expecting him not to be able to hit the ball. Sends it over all of our heads, and I'm standing there. I'm like, I told you guys. I told you he could hit the ball. And when he hit the one ball where we had him run the bases, it was a perfect moment. He put the ball right in the gap in right center field, and he's just running around the bases, and everyone's cheering him on. And his nice, elegant dive at home plate just capped it all off for us.
I've seen I think I had a chance to see one of those dives. Tell me about the dynamics of the team this year and your place in that, Maddie's place in that. What was the team like this year for Concordia Wisconsin baseball?
The team was a little down this year compared to most. We lost a couple All-Americans last year, but we really returned a lot of guys. And we had a really good sense of camaraderie still. We were all great friends. Over the years, we built up the relationship, and this was really our year. It didn't go the way we really hoped. We kind of played down and up to our competition. We swept some of the best teams in the nation, like Concordia Chicago. We swept them, but then we would lose some other teams who are lower in our conference. So it kind of hurt us losing those couple games, but we still had a great season overall. And when it comes to Maddie's role, it's just, like I said, he really picked us up during those down moments. I mean, sometimes you can't really dig yourself out of, like, a 10-0 hole, and even though Maddie's over there smiling and cheering us on, sometimes baseball is just a game where you just lost for the day. And that's kind of what happened this season. We really gave it our best. And if we could go back, maybe there's a couple things we'd do different. But overall, it was a great season, and Maddie really helped us out on there.
You've gotten to know Maddie pretty well during your time at Concordia and his time with Bethesda College at Concordia. How has Bethesda College, how have the students of Bethesda College made a difference for your Concordia experience and for other students at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Personally, Bethesda has changed my life drastically. Last year, Maddie asked me to be what they called his living skills coach. And basically, to sum it up quickly, it's basically what your parents taught you as a child. So, like, how to do chores, how to set an alarm clock, how to make sure you bathe correctly. It's all that basic stuff that I go in there and I help him with. And I wasn't only helping Maddie, I was helping five other guys in this big dorm room of theirs. And it really helped me learn that it gave me a challenge that not every kid's the same, and I have to learn to adapt. So even though they might have the same disabilities, and sometimes they don't, they all think differently. They all have their little ticks that make them go around, and they all lie differently to you sometimes, and you kind of figure it out. And you just gotta, it really taught me that I just gotta sit there and evaluate the situation, no matter if it's what I was doing with Bethesda or later in life. Evaluate the situation, learn the best way to attack it, and then go ahead and go forth with your plan. And then just the kids around campus, it's really normal seeing kids from Bethesda around campus. Concordia's done a great job of that.
Parker, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. We wish you well with baseball in your senior year at Concordia University, Wisconsin.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.